So Video Summit's happening on July 7th. We'll have all of our equipment, including live clips, there for customers to go ahead and test out and play with. And so we would love to have everyone come and check it out and see how it works.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, joined as always by Matt Anderson. Today, we're talking to Angie Wilson, Professional Services Manager of Daktronics. She's going to tell us about bringing broadcast quality to live events with Daktronics Live Clips, some of the features that go along with it, and also give a little preview of the upcoming Video Summit at the IDEA Conference. Angie Wilson is back in the booth with us today, second time on the podcast. Angie, would you like to tell us a little bit about control systems again?
So we have several new and exciting items to talk about related to our products, especially our control systems. We recently released a new clip server to help continue to maximize our customers' workflow. We have a long history at Daktronics of designing products for LED displays, and now we're bringing that quality to the production aspect of the control room. With live clips. So live clips, we're using this to combine the ease of using show control with a hardware feature set that really makes this system broadcast ready. Live clips is intended to be used for playback of video and audio clips, lower thirds, score bugs, really any graphics that you need to enhance your show. So to prepare for the release of live clips, we've actually added a lot of enhancements to our software, our show control software. That's going to be available to really any customer that has show control that can update to the latest version set. And so that's version 2.15. In 2.15, we've added the ability to trim clips directly within the Display Studio user interface. So when you're going to create a button to play back one of your files, you can actually trim that clip within that button, which is really user-friendly, much easier than having to trim that clip in another software or another product.
I was going to say, it seems like it saves a lot of save as and re-uploading later.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a significant workflow improvement in our control system. So I've been with DAC a really long time. I've been with DAC for over 10 years, so I'm familiar with a lot of our legacy software. And I know we have a ton of users out there that also are very familiar with our legacy software. And one item that I always seem to hear is a throwback to some of our legacy software, which is, I want to be able to put buttons anywhere in my workspace. And we finally have the ability with 2.15. So in 2.15, you have the ability to place a button anywhere within your workspace. And we really find that with operators. Operators really like to have their workspace designed in a way that when they come in and they want to operate that event, it's everything's exactly where it's supposed to be. So for example, maybe a touchdown or a home run button always in the lower right-hand corner in every single page, so you always know where it is and you can always trigger it as quickly as possible. And so with 2.15, we have that ability. You can place buttons anywhere within your workspace, and their operators can be as particular as they want to be about how things are laid out.
Right. So no two operators are the same. They want to customize it to whatever they're used to, whatever works for them. Everybody gets it customized to what they like, and it's easier for them to operate.
Absolutely. Well,
and I've got to imagine, even aside from just operator to operators, the sports, right? Because even how sponsorships are broken up are probably different in baseball games between innings versus football, you know, in quarters or in halves in other sports. So it's even different sports, and then within those sports, different operators.
Yep. And really, this is just allowing for full customization of that workspace. Put anything anywhere in that workspace, and it's always going to be there. So that is a new feature coming out in 2.15. Again, available to anyone who can update their show control software, and that's just an easy call, or there is a link externally as well on our sites that you can use to go ahead and schedule a time to update your software. Available to anyone, high schools to professional facilities.
Going back to the Live Clips product that's been coming out here, is this something that is, you know, it's a player and software? Is it a whole new control system, or is this something that someone can use even with their existing equipment to just kind of integrate into it?
Yeah, that's a great question. The Live Clip solution is designed to be plug and play. Really dropping that piece of equipment in, and it should integrate with any of the Daktronics you have, equipment that you already have in your system. So really streamlining workflows. You know, if you have someone that's already familiar with operating show control, you should be able to drop this Live Clips box in, and they should be able to hit the ground running right away. So we are going to be showcasing Live Clips at the Video Summit and at the IDEA Conference in San Diego this July. So Video Summit's happening on July 7th. We'll have all of our equipment, including Live Clips, there for customers to go ahead and test out and play with. And so we would love to have everyone come and check it out and see how it works.
So I'm going to say that you've been out in the field more than Matt and I have. We don't get out as often. Have you seen anybody that's starting to implement this type of live clips thing, or have you seen some specific uses of it out there at any different sites?
So we're working on that right now. We've got a few customers that we're working with to implement live clips solutions. Not ready to talk about those quite yet. Okay. But hopefully I can come back again in the near future and we can talk specifics.
Okay. Didn't want to jump the gun there. I was just looking to see if there was something interesting we could throw out there.
I can't name drop yet.
There you go. Customer A and customer B.
Exactly.
Very original there, Matt.
Thanks. So going into the Video Summit, how many years have you been going to Video Summit? Do you typically go to that every year?
That's a great question. I have no idea. I can't count anymore. So we've been doing the video summits for quite a long time. My group plans and organizes all of the video summits. We've been doing that for at least the last 6 or 7 years. So, you know, it's always the day before idea. We are also looking at expanding some of our video summits and user groups to other regional conferences, trying to get out there more, giving customers more opportunities to interact with us, giving them more opportunity to get their hands on our equipment and really take a look at it. But, you know, Daktronics has a really heavy presence at IDEA. You know, we tend to bring at least 10 people to that conference and really want to get out there and work with our customers. And so it makes sense for us to bring a significant amount of equipment and take some extra time that day before the conference starts to just talk to our customers about not only what they're seeing and feedback for us on our products and services, but also let them know what we're doing and some of the new things and the new spaces that we're trying to play in. So obviously live clips will be heavily featured.
Going to the purpose of a video summit, because you have IDEA going on, and it's roughly the same audience, right? A lot of operators, producers from the industry. What is covered at the video summit? I know we mentioned live clips, but aside from kind of what people would expect to see from our booth at IDEA, kind of
sure. You know,
what is the reason of going to a summit as well?
Yeah. So the video summit gives us an opportunity to spend a lot more time with our customers and really dig into the concepts a little bit deeper. We do try to do live demonstrations on all of our software that we bring, let the customers get hands-on with the systems on breaks when we have the opportunity, and also talk to them about roadmap, where we're headed with some of our software, where we're headed with some of our control systems, you know, what's coming up in their world, in their market. We do tend to have a lot of people asking us about data and where we're headed with some of our data products, and we try to address that as well. So, you know, really focused on our control systems and our products in that space and letting customers see them, play with them, understand where we're headed, also get feedback from customers on those products, features that they would like to see. You know, we take a lot of feedback in our video summits and our user groups and try to apply it into our product development cycles. You know, our release velocity over the last 2 years has been significantly improved. And so we're constantly adding features like Buttons Anywhere, and the mark in, mark out. And so we want to make sure that we're adding features that add value to our customers and make their workflow easier and can help them produce better shows. And so we're getting that feedback during those video summits as well and trying to apply that to our products.
It's a more personalized approach and a two-way street, like you're saying. It's us showing them, but then us also learning from them how they're using our systems.
Absolutely. Yeah, we bring a heavy presence to these video summits and to IDEA. And so you know, the Daktronics to customer ratio is typically very good.
They'll get their questions answered.
Absolutely.
I know in the past it's typically been, I think, the day before IDEA starts. Is that the same way, do you know, this year, or is it lining up with the first
year? Yeah, it is. So we've experimented a little bit over the last couple of years with having it be the Saturday prior to IDEA or the Sunday. We have found that it's easier and more convenient for our customers if we can do it the Sunday before, which is technically the start of the conference. And so we typically try to do it the Sunday before, so July 7th, in the morning, so that the customers, obviously, in the afternoon can get ready. And that's when the networking events and whatnot start for the actual IDEA conference.
It's probably saving a little bit on hotel rooms for just an extra day or...
Yep, trying to make it more convenient for our customers so they don't have to travel in 2 days prior and spend 2 days of hotel and all of that. So,
stemming from IDEA and going somewhere to learn something even from our customers in a trade show atmosphere, you're in town in Brookings today. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on back at corporate for Daktronics and what's brought you back?
Yeah, so... I'm back along with several other individuals from our services organization and our development teams. to work with AJT. So I think you guys talked with some of the AJT guys earlier today, but they're here to talk to us about their Camino product, their LiveBook product, help educate us on those products and how we can work together to integrate a lot of those products into our existing systems, and then how we're merging our technologies. And so it's a really exciting time, and it's been a great week. We've learned a lot about, you know, how we're integrating a lot of that AJ technology into our control systems, and should be seeing some of the fruits of that happening this fall.
Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting. They're focused more on that broadcast side, and it brings more of that broadcast feel. And that's what we're doing with the Live Clips, is adding more broadcast feel to things. So it's really an exciting time for us here.
We did talk to them earlier in an earlier podcast episode, and you talked about learning from them, even from your aspect. We definitely learned from them as well, especially that apparently axe throwing is something that's on ESPN right now. So that was, we did kind of dove into that a little bit. So I encourage everyone to go back and listen to the previous episode from last week for that one, but I did not expect that.
Yeah, we're thinking about setting up a booth in the parking lot just so we can try our hand at axe throwing and see how good we are.
I wonder if they would allow that idea.
Oh, that'd be an awesome booth activity. Get people in there throwing axe. I don't think they'd have to sign a waiver or anything. Sounds perfectly safe.
Yeah, they stayed after we talked to them on the show, and they were even showing the score bugs and what they look like for an axe throwing thing, about how the scoring happens, and it was just, I don't know, something I never even thought of, but it was interesting talking to those guys and seeing what all they do.
What do you think might be the most interesting thing you've learned from them while you've been back?
Oh, that's a good question. I definitely had to dust off some of my very weak After Effects and graphic design skills. And I think the thing that I learned is that it was really easy to pick up a lot of their software and products. And so for someone like me who doesn't necessarily have a background in graphic design or working with some of the editing tools, and I am absolutely by no means an editor, but the fact that I was able to get into that software and create an animation that didn't look horrible was exciting for me. I think I learned a ton from them on using their products, but it also gave me insight into how easy it's going to be for our customers to use those products too. So that was really exciting.
Seems like ease of use seems to be a theme here, even with our control systems and with AGT's products, and making things easy for the customers.
Yep. Really focused on trying to improve workflows for people.
Well, Angie, thanks for stopping by. It's always great to have somebody in person in the booth with us to tell us about their specific activities and what they're up to.
Absolutely. Maybe I can come back again in 3 weeks and I'll be the first three-time repeat person.
Oh, there we go.
setting the bar high.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.